The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel because right now new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Part 6. Andrew adjusted the flashlight hanging from the top of the tent and looked back down at the device lying in front of him on his sleeping bag. The Spirit Killer device, which he had brought home from Las Vegas. It still looked like an old-fashioned cell phone, but Andrew had opened the back cover and was busy examining the electronics inside. The wind made the tent move a little, but Andrew didn't react to it. He was used to spending a lot of his free time in the tent and felt more at home in the forest than in the city. He had thought he would feel better getting out into the air and being alone, but he hadn't been able to resist the temptation to bring along the device. It had a draw to it, almost like a siren song, and he knew why. It was his key to revenge. If he could make it work, he could make Anderson pay for having Feline killed. So far, he had figured out how to activate the device, but was unable to figure out what powered it. The device was made of a material he had never seen before. There were no batteries, but when you turned it on and held it in your hands, it lit up as if the touch charged it. Some kind of power transfer had to take place. His best bet was that it somehow drew power from the body of the person holding it, which would be one hell of an invention. The interface of the device was simple enough. There were some buttons to turn the power level up and down, an on-off switch, the targeting display, and a large button that worked as the trigger. A couple of buttons seemed to be some kind of tracking or focus, but since he hadn't actually used it yet, he wasn't sure of their exact function. Andrew used his tiny screwdriver and watchmaker's eyepiece to examine the inside of the device. If he didn't know any better, he would have thought it entirely possible if the Spirit Killer had fallen out of a flying saucer. He could never have built one himself, but the design was also simple enough that he felt confident he could operate it. He had spent over 2 hours staring through the eyepiece, and in that time, he had all but forgotten his heartache. But when he put the device back together and closed it up, he felt the depression sink down over him again, like a big black sheet. He decided to get up and light a fire outside. At least it would give him something to do for a while. He didn't figure he would get any sleep tonight anyway. Outside the tent, he collected branches and moss and had just lit a match when he noticed something odd. He was used to the forest, so it took him only a moment to realize that most of the forest sounds had died down. Everything was much too quiet. He got to his feet, his hand automatically reaching for the place he normally kept his gun, but his fingers only touched his shirt. He had left the weapon at home for the funeral, and he hadn't bothered to put it on afterward. Right now, he was unarmed. He had pitched his tent in a small clearing, and now he saw movement on the other side of it. Something was making the bushes rustle. He caught a glimpse of light brown fur in the flickering of the tiny flames from the burning moss, and then the bushes parted. For a moment, one single bright moment, he thought it was Feline in her cat form, and his heart leaped in his chest. He had seen far too much to discount the idea of someone coming back from the dead. The shape of the head was about right, and so was the color of the fur. But when the animal fully emerged from the bushes, he could tell it wasn't Feline. This was a cougar, an adult male, and a large one at that. Its eyes seemed to burn like hot coals, and its gaze was fixed solely on him. "That's ridiculous," Andrew thought, reminding himself of the knowledge he had learned not only as a vet in training, but also from his many years as a hiker and amateur naturalist. Cougars don't approach people like that. They're scared of humans and of fire. They're not... His thoughts were interrupted by the sound of the cougar growling. It lowered its head, still keeping eye contact with him, looking like it was preparing to leap at him. Its tail moved slowly back and forth like a pendulum. Why is it doing that? Andrew thought, and then looked at the animal's eyes one more time. They were dead, robotic. The lights reflecting in them did not make them sparkly, but shine with a dead light, like two tin coins. Oh my God, it's possessed! It's got some kind of spirit in it, like those that were in the jump rope and Feline's choker. Only this one isn't just an object, it's an animal with claws and teeth. The cougar growled again, still maintaining eye contact. Andrew took a slow step back toward the tent before he even knew why he was doing it. When he felt his hand reach back toward the opening in the tent, his mind caught up with his body, and he turned his head to look for the device on his sleeping bag as the animal in front of him leaped forward. Andrew dropped to the ground and threw himself into the tent, but the cougar was anticipating his move. Its front paw sliced through the canvas like it wasn't even there. Andrew heard it snarling and knew it would be a matter of only a second or two before the animal was on him. He grabbed the spirit killer, pointed it at the attacking animal, and pushed the largest button. The device gave a high-pitched sound like an off-key flute. A blue glow formed around Andrew's hands and spread to the device. The cougar stopped its attack and tilted its head, an almost cartoon-like expression of surprise on its face. It took half a step back from the tent, but Andrew kept his finger on the button. A blue light shot out from the antenna of the device. It hit the cougar right between the two cold, dead eyes and seemed to spread out over the animal's body. The cougar hissed and fell on its side, its legs kicking and flailing. Around the animal's body, the blue afterglow took the shape of something strange, a winged, bird-like shape. It pulled away from the body of the cougar and moved off between the trees at breakneck speed, the shimmer vanishing after a few seconds. As it fled, it screamed in what might have been fear. Andrew screamed himself, not out of fear, but out of pain. His hands felt like they were on fire, and the blue glow around them spread up his arms and shoulders before it dissipated. When it finally faded away, he let go of the device and gasped. He held up his hands to his face, and his eyes widened as he looked at them. They looked older, wrinkled and spotted, an old man's hands. Slowly, the wrinkles seemed to even out. The spots faded, and the pain lessened. Instead, it seemed to spread out into his entire body. The cougar had fallen, but slowly seemed to come around about the same time as he did. Andrew was in no condition to fight it, but when it got to its feet, he didn't have to. The animal shook its head, blinked a few times, and sniffed down its own body before taking several slow and careful steps away from the tent and the fire. It took one last look at him before running off into the bushes. Andrew rolled over on his back and looked up into the starry night. What had the device done to him? It was obvious that it had hurt, but not killed, the spirit inhabiting the cougar. The bird-like shape had reminded Andrew of the spirits Jim had seen in the spirit world and told them about. But how had it done so? He had expected the device to function by drawing electricity, but it had only felt partly electrical. His hands had seemed to age and then revert to their normal form. Could it be that the device literally sucked life out of him to kill the spirit with? something living to kill something already dead? He had a difficult time wrapping his mind around that idea, since it would mean that the device wasn't really a device after all, but something magic, something he would not be able to understand fully.
"I've got to get back to Jim," he said.
But as he sat up, a wave of nausea made him lie down again.
"Okay, maybe I'll just close my eyes for a minute and then get back to Jim."
He closed his eyes, and the light from the tiny flames played over his face. What felt like a moment later, he opened his eyes again and saw the sun shining down on him over the treetops. Andrew sat up slowly, but this time his nausea was gone. He got to his feet, his body feeling stiff, and began to pack up his belongings. "I slept the entire night," he thought to himself. "Or at least several hours. I must have been exhausted. Whatever life that thing sucked out of me." He froze in mid-thought when he picked up the motorcycle helmet and looked at the reflection of himself in his tinted visor.
The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel, because right now new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Andrew had always looked older than his years, something that came naturally when you spent a lot of time outside. But the face looking back at him in the reflective surface of the visor was at least 5 years older than the one he had seen when he shaved before the funeral yesterday. The crow's feet around his eyes seemed to have deepened, and a couple of lines had formed around his mouth.
"Holy shit!"
he cried out, dropping his backpack to the ground and just staring into the visor. Looking more closely, he could see his temples and forehead had also risen slightly. Andrew tore his gaze away from the helmet, picked up the rest of his gear, and put the spirit killer in his inner pocket. The tent was beyond repair, but he pulled it down anyway, not wanting to leave it out here. At a quick pace, he set off to find his motorcycle. He needed to get back to town as fast as he could. When he pulled up in front of the Tempest house, Andrew was surprised at how closed off it looked. The front door, which had been made of glass since they moved the office into Jim's private home, had the blinds closed and the bay window had been shuttered. It looked like a house preparing for a hurricane. "Did something happen here, too?" Andrew thought, as he put the bike on its kickstand next to the house and walked to the back door while taking off his helmet. He found the door locked, but that wasn't unusual. He pulled his key out and put it in the lock, but he barely had time to open the door before he came face to face with a handgun.
"Whoa!"
he said, taking a step back from the muzzle which had appeared in the crack in the door.
"Relax! It's me!"
The gun was lowered, and now he could see who was holding it.
"Charlie! What the hell are you doing?"
"Sorry about that."
Charlie looked out the door and scanned the backyard.
"Get inside and shut the door."
Andrew stepped inside and did as he was asked.
"What's going on?"
"Lots of things. First of all, why weren't you answering your phone? Mercedes and Jim have been worried sick about you."
"I needed some alone time. I didn't think it would be a problem. It never has before.
But that still doesn't explain why you're guarding the back door with a gun."
"Because Jim asked me to keep an eye out for anyone coming in the back. And before you go anywhere, I need to ask you something. What did we make the shapeshifter do when we caught him a few months ago?"
"What do you mean?"
Andrew raised one hand to run a hand through his hair, but saw Charlie give a nervous twitch and raise the gun slightly.
"Wait. Are you checking to see if I'm me? If someone's possessed me?"
"Why do you ask?" Because I just had a close encounter with a possessed cougar, that's why. And to answer your question, we made him become the store Santa. I personally watched him until Christmas. The coffee at Cole's cafeteria sucked, so I brought my own. Is that enough? Charlie relaxed. I guess so. Jim and Mercedes are out front. It's been kind of a rough night. Andrew walked quickly through the kitchen and hallway into Jim's office. He was surprised to see Bob sitting on the couch. The bartender was dressed in more clothes than Andrew had ever seen him in before. A polo shirt and pants covered with a blazer. If it hadn't been for his horns and the red skin, he looked almost human. Andrew wondered where he'd put his tail. He had only taken a few steps into the office before Mercedes embraced him and hugged him.
Oh, boy, am I glad to see you. We thought something happened to you.
She looked at him closely.
Wait, you look different. Did you get your hair done?
Well, something did happen to me. I'm sorry I didn't bring my phone along, but I needed to unplug for a while and just be myself, which, in hindsight, was exceptionally stupid, but I wasn't thinking straight.
Well, I understand the need to be alone, Jim said. But we need to stick together right now. It turns out Inspector Charles was just the first of my friends the Zodiac has been targeting. Bob was attacked last night in the club by a little girl carrying an Uzi.
Are you kidding me?
Andrew's eyes widened.
What happened?
Bob looked down at the floor while Jim filled Andrew in on the details. It looked like he was about to start crying again, and Mercedes sat down next to him, rubbing her hand over his back. Andrew reached into his pocket and pulled out the spirit killer. He put it down on the desk.
All right, now it's my turn to tell a story. Like I said, I needed some time to think, so I went into the woods. I brought this thing along, thinking maybe I'd use it as a kind of distraction. It often helps me to relax when I work with electronics. Anyway, I had an encounter with, well, I suspect it was the same kind of spirit that tried to kill Feline through her choker and who killed those people around town last fall. Remember the jump rope and the flying toaster? They all nodded, except Bob, who looked up at him with a bit of confusion in his eyes. So, this cougar appeared out of the woods and, completely against all reason, attacked me. I looked at its eyes, and they were dead, absolutely dead. It was being controlled like a puppet.
Like the girl, Mercedes said.
Yes, exactly. I had no weapons, but I had this, the spirit killer. I fired it at it, and, well, it worked. At least I think it did. It didn't kill it, exactly, but something happened. It felt like, well, like it took energy from my body and used it to hurt the spirit, making it flee. And when I say energy, I mean life energy. I think it literally aged me.
He touched his hairline.
I feel and look older. Plus, I went to sleep almost instantly and slept for hours.
Is that even possible? Bob said.
Taking life energy out of someone?
Everything's possible.
Jim had lit a cigarette and dragged deeply on it.
We already assumed it worked since Anderson wanted it. Now we know it does, but at a cost.
He looked at Andrew.
A few more years actually looks good on you.
Says the guy who never ages. Shut the hell up, okay? I feel bad enough as it is.
But if the device actually sucks the life out of you when you use it, I doubt the late inventor of it was hoping to mass produce it,
Mercedes said.
It doesn't sound very marketable.
I don't think you'd want to kill just any spirit, Jim said. Just the ones who are dangerous enough to pose a threat. Spirits like the Zodiac or Anderson.
Andrew picked up the device.
But technically, like I said, We don't even know if it did work. Yes, the cougar stopped attacking me and ran away, but that could just mean that whatever possessed it was kicked out and ran away. It didn't die. At least, I don't think so.
We probably need to give it more than one shot, Jim said. Maybe keep it from running and keep shooting.
Mercedes looked at the device in Andrew's hand.
So, who's going to take the hit? I mean, I don't necessarily feel like aging 5 years or more. I like to take care of myself.
I don't think that's a problem you need to worry about, Bob said from the couch.
It sounds like the Zodiac is already hurt from last night's shot. And when you find him, I'll use that thing. I'll kill him.
He looked around at them, and his eyes were now completely dry.
I'll make him pay for having me kill some innocent girl. I'll send him straight to the hell he should have gone too long ago.
But how do we find him? Mercedes said, as she scooted a few inches away from Bob, who suddenly seemed to radiate a weird kind of heat.
Are we just going to sit here and wait until he kills someone else we know?
Jim shook his head.
No. Now that we're together, I figure we won't have to wait very long before he makes a move against us. The bomb belt proved that he's thinking on a larger scale, and we don't want anyone else to get hurt.
Charlie, who still stood in the office door and watched the back door, spoke up now for the first time.
So, what exactly are you going to do? Can you force him to come out somehow?
Jim put out his cigarette in the ashtray.
That's exactly what I plan to do. But first, we need one more person. We need Darcy.
The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel. Because right now, new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets, which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.